Human rights are not things that are put on the table for people to enjoy. These are things you fight for, and then you protect. Those are the words of Wangari Maathai, the first African woman to receive the Nobel Peace Prize in 2004. There are many things under threat during a national lockdown. Jobs, availability of resources, access to education, to name but a few. But there are people who are working hard to ensure that the rights of children are not on the list of things under threat. Welcome to episode 3 of Children at Heart, the UNICEF South Africa podcast. We focus on the big issues concerning the rights and protection of children, especially those impacted by COVID-19. In some parts of the world, there have been concerns that a national lockdown can actually lead to an increase of human rights abuses. We're fortunate to have in operation the South African Human Rights Commission, established over 2 decades ago to monitor and promote the protection of human rights for everyone. In this episode, we hear from Angie Makwetla, Commissioner of the Human Rights Commission, responsible for children's rights. She offers perspective on how children's rights have been impacted by COVID-19 and the lockdown, and why she's hopeful that we'll emerge stronger as a nation on the other side of this pandemic. Welcome to the show, Commissioner Makwetla.
Thank you very much.
Now, there have been concerns in other parts of the world where a national lockdown has been implemented, where they've said that a lockdown has actually led to a deepening of human rights violations and abuses. I know that the South African Human Rights Commission has issued a few statements where you've urged security forces to exercise greater tolerance against the vulnerable and those who are not complying with lockdown stipulations. What are your concerns around this time for South Africa?
My concerns are really, you know, we live in a country that is seen as one of the most unequal globally. So now those inequalities are becoming glaringly obvious with the pandemic, particularly with the lockdown.
Absolutely.
And, you know, one has been observing what is going on and getting some calls, by the way, from concerned people who are also in the field of human rights and alerting us to what is going on. And then we've had to intervene, get our legal people to talk to them, you know. So it has just been going on since the lockdown.
What are some of your observations on the situation around children right now and their rights under this lockdown?
Yeah, you see, as I said, you know, South Africa, we have 3 serious social ills, which are inequality, unemployment, and poverty. Now, that are becoming glaringly obvious. Now, when one looks at the situation of children, you look at the issue of schools being closed some days before the official term ended.
Yes.
And one of our main concerns was, you know, there are children who only have 1 meal a day, and that is the meal that is being provided at school.
Exactly.
But, you know, I took comfort in the fact that, you know, our government has really come up and shown such leadership that one cannot help but be proud of what is going on.
I agree.
You know, when one looks at issues such as the right to adequate health care for children, now, you know, it is going to make it difficult for children who have got pre-existing conditions such as tuberculosis, HIV/AIDS,
yes,
asthma, and disabilities. It's going to make it even more difficult,
yes,
for the Department of Health to provide services to these children, particularly children in rural communities.
Yes.
Now, those are highly vulnerable children. And then there is the right to education. Now, children from advantaged, privileged homes are able to catch up with school work,
yes,
through the use of technology,
yes,
and the internet, which is totally unavailable to children in vulnerable communities, and I stress again the children in rural areas. And then you look at the right to belong to a family unit. My concern there is that children who test positive for COVID-19 or children with parents who will test positive and I need to be removed from the home means that children will be temporarily separated from their family units in order to treat them and stop the spread of the virus. And then we come to the right to play. Children are not able to play or even physically interact with their
with each other. Wow.
And then we come to the right not to be exposed to violence in this violent country of ours where children are being abused.
Yes.
Mothers are being abused in the presence of their children. You know, when children are expected to stay at home during lockdown, they may be exposed to domestic abuse.
Yes.
As most parents may become frustrated from the impact. And then I was going to add that where a child is being abused at home during the lockdown, it can further increase the frequency of abuse, where the child actually thinks, you know, it's better when my mom or my dad is at work.
Isn't that tragic?
Because then the frequency,
Isn't that tragic?
And then there is a huge fear that as the elderly are more vulnerable to the virus, it is going to increase the incidence of child-headed households.
Yes.
Especially because a lot of homes are looked after by grandparents in the face of the HIV/AIDS pandemic.
Correct.
So grandparents may have to be removed from the home and the children will have to look after themselves.
Yes.
And then there is another danger that we seldom think about. And that is the danger like cyberbullying, like pornography, you know, sexual exploitation of children through the internet.
Mm-hmm.
That will increase because now we are saying as parents that
don't go outside, don't play.
The child has to use the computer the whole day,
yes,
the phone the whole day, you know. It is just going to add to that. But we have to remain vigilant.
This is a public service announcement from UNICEF, the United Nations Children's Fund. Social distancing is one of the ways to stop the spread of COVID-19. But children being out of school means they can be vulnerable to abuse. Don't distance yourself from stopping child abuse. It takes a village to protect a child. Let's protect our children together. Report child abuse now. Call Childline on 08000 55555.
In the face of all of this, is there light at the end of the tunnel? How do we move forward from here?
Yes, there is, because we have many very good people in this country. We've got partners, we've got stakeholders, and one thing of organizations such as UNICEF that have sent out a whole lot of information for us. This is what you look out to. These are the posters that you use. And you know, whatever I have been receiving, I've been passing on to people on my WhatsApp group, people on my email to say, please print and put on the wall for your children.
Fantastic.
So we have a number of very important stakeholders. We have social workers. We have community youth and child care workers that are out there on the ground. So it makes our job a little bit easy because we monitor and we then receive complaints to them from them and pass them on
and
to the
then
command center.
Fantastic.
You know what? One positive thing, and I keep thinking, when we come out of this lockdown, we are going to be such a better caring nation.
Oh, I
where
love that.
I will know the child next door. I will know that child's needs, which we have lost. You know, we've lost that village. You know, it takes a village to bring up a child. We need to really bring out that caring, because this is. I don't think this is happening for for no reason. I'm a believer in the universe. And I think the universe is giving us very important messages. Start caring for one another.
And best we have our eyes open and our hands and feet and hearts ready to respond accordingly.
Yes, yes.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Children at Heart. Please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen. For more info, visit unicef.org/South Africa or follow UNICEF South Africa on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram.